The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2008. It was on this day in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act that ended voter discrimination in many southern states. In giving the speech announcing that he'd signed it, he used the phrase, "We shall overcome," which when Martin Luther King Jr. saw it on television that night, he said he burst into tears. And it was on this day in 1945 the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, the first time a nuclear weapon was ever used in combat. And it's the birthday of the poet Alfred Tennyson, born in Lincolnshire, England, in 1809, who at the height of his career was one of the most famous men in England. He lived at a time when authors such as Charles Dickens were turning the novel into the preeminent form of literature. Tennyson was one of the last poets who could sell as many books as a novelist. Nearly every literate household in England owned at least one copy of his poetry. He was also one of the last poets of an era when poets wrote for the spoken voice, when poetry was meant to be read aloud among groups of people, such as his poem Charge of the Light Brigade. Tennyson loved poetry so much he wrote almost nothing else, never wrote essays or reviews, never wrote a memoir. Hated writing letters, moved with his wife Emily to the Isle of Wight, to a big secluded house where he took walks on the great chalk cliffs overlooking the sea, composing his poems. In 1864, Tennyson published Enoch Arden, which had the largest sales of any book during his lifetime, more than 40,000 copies on publication. He was so popular that in London he was followed in the streets by admirers. He was 75 years old when he was offered a lordship in honor of his poetry, the first time in history any Englishman had been given a title for literary achievement alone. Tennyson accepted, and so we now call him Alfred Lord Tennyson. Here's a poem for today, which is Andy Warhol's birthday, entitled Andy Warhol for Familiar Quotations by Peter Orosik. Andy Warhol said, "Always leave them wanting less. Being born," Warhol said, "is like being kidnapped. Everyone will be famous," Andy said, "for 15 minutes. I thought everyone was just kidding," said Andy. "Being born," Andy Warhol said, "is like being kidnapped. Think rich," said Warhol, "look poor." "I thought everyone was just kidding," said Andy. "Dying," Andy said, "is the most embarrassing thing." "Think rich," said Andy Warhol, "look poor." "I am a deeply superficial man," said Warhol. "Dying," Andy said, "is the most embarrassing thing." Andy said, "I'd like my tombstone to be blank." "I am a deeply superficial man," said Andy Warhol. "Fashions fade," Warhol said, "but style is eternal." Andy said, "I'd like my tombstone to be blank." "Isn't life," said Andy, "a series of images that repeat?" "Fashions fade," Andy Warhol said, "but style is eternal." "Everyone will be famous," Warhol said, "for 15 minutes. "Isn't life," said Andy, "a series of images that repeat?" Andy said, "Always leave them wanting less." "Isn't life," said Andy, "a series of images that repeat?" "Isn't life," said Andy, "a series of images that repeat?" "Always leave them wanting less," Andy said. A poem by Peter Orosik, Andy Warhol for Familiar Quotations, from his book Warhol-O-Rama, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.